Factors in Lansing retirement planning and saving of women in selected private secondary and primary schools in Yarra County, Kenya. Salome Wamaka at UAB 21100032011 4. P. B. Percent. 05.05. ATIS submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics in partial fulfillment of the requirements of the Kimathi University of Technology. Or. Dead in Kimathi University of Technology. April 2015. Declaration. TRISIS is my original work and to my knowledge has not been submitted for any other, any other university. SMIER Salome Wamaka UAI 10003-2011. 4. Kimathi University Library. Approval by Supervisor. T. Only that this work has been submitted for examination with I approval as University. B apostrophe II SOTS. Date, J.I. IRIFA. PhD. Out of Business Administration. I. Nev. Date. Slash. TRAMAL, PhD. Business Management and Economics. Dedication. I dedicate this thesis to my son Eugene Baraka Gidue for his love. Backslash. Percent. Backslash. Acknowledgements. I'm grateful to Almighty God for granting me good and productive life. My supervisors, namely Turing, M.M., Ph.D. and Afanya, F.A., Ph.D. contributed much to this work and am very grateful to both of them. Other lecturers and colleagues also enabled me to construct creative and meaningful ideas which were of great help to the study. I'm grateful to all my participants, especially the teachers that I interviewed and contributed to the formation of data in this work. To Dead and Kimathi University of Technology fraternity I am grateful. May God of Life be the center of content. Declaration. Table of Contents. Page. I. Dedication. I. Acknowledgements. I. Table of Contents. If. List of Tables. V. List of Figures. V. Abbreviations and Acronyms. X. Abstract. X. Chapter 1. Introduction 1. 1.1 Background of the study. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 1.3 Purpose of the study. 3. 1.4 Objectives of the study. 3. 1.5 Research questions. 4. 4. 1.6 Significance of the study. 4. 1.7 Scope of the study. 5. 1.8 Limitations of the study. 5. 1.9 Assumptions of the study. 5. 4. Chapter 2, Literature Review 6. 2.1 Introduction. 6. 2.2 Empirical Review. 6. 2.3 Theoretical Orientations. 6. 2. 4 Conceptual Framework. 13. 2.5 Operational Framework. 15. 2.6 Research Gap. 16. Chapter 3, Research Methodology 17. 3.1 Introduction. 17. 3.2 Research Design. 17. 3.3 Target Population FAR. 17. 3.4 Sampling Procedure. 18. ORV. 3.5 Data Collection Instrument and Procedure. 18. J/1 Procedure. Degrees Q, Percent. 3.6 Validity of Research Instruments. 19. 3.7 Reliability. 19. 3.8 Data Analysis and Reporting. 19. 3.9 Ethical Considerations. 20. Chapter 4, Data Analysis, Findings and Discussions. 21. 4.1 Introduction. 21. 4.2 Saving for Retirement. 4.3 Marital Status and Retirement Planning. 22. 22. 4.4 Age and Retirement Planning. 4.5 Income and Retirement Planning. 4.6 Education Level and Retirement Planning. 4.7 Regression Analysis. 4.8 Discussion of Findings. 5. Summary. 5.1 Summary of Findings. 5.2 Conclusion. X. 5.3 Recommendations. 5.4 Suggestions for 4. 5. Summary, conclusion and recommendations. References. Appendices. Appendix I. Questionnaire. List of tables. Table page. Table 3.1 target population. 18. Table 3.2 sampling frame. 18. Table 4.1 response rate. 21. Table 4.2 number of dependents. 24. Table 4.3 retirement saving by marital status. 25. Table 4.4 chi-square tests results for marital status and retirement saving. 26. Table 4.5 age at which respondents began saving for retirement. 27. Table 4.6 effective age and retirement saving. 28. Table 4.7 retirement saving by age. 29. Table 4.8 level of income at which respondents start saving for retirement. 30. Table 4.9 chi-square test results for income and retirement saving. 31. Table 4.10 retirement saving by income. 32. Table 4.11 distribution of respondents by education level. 32. Table 4.12 level of education at which respondents start saving for retirement. 33. Table 4.13 effect of education on retirement saving. 33. Table 4.14 regression output. 34. List of figures. Figure page. Figure 2.1 conceptual framework. 13. Figure 2.2 operational framework. 15. Figure 4.1 saving for retirement. 22. Figure 4.2 distribution of respondents by marital status. 23. 4.3 HES. Rhyme-Ruffin marital status at which. Figure 4.6 distribution of respondents by age. 27. / Figure 4.7 age at which respondent intends to start saving for retirement. 28. Figure 4.8 distribution of respondents by income. 29. Figure 4.3 SA hold size. 23. Figure 4.4 primary financial decision maker in the household. 24. Figure 4.5 marital status at which respondent commenced saving for retirement. 25. It for retirement if in. Edward. Figure 4.9 proportion of income safety for our retirement if income was increased. 31. Abbreviations and acronyms. DB defined benefit. DC defined contribution. GOK Government of Kenya. LFC life cycle theory. NSSF National Social Security Fund. PPP personal pension plan. RB retirement benefit authority. /S/K/A. 9. Abstract. Failure to save for retirement can result in hardships not only for the individual but for society as well. While teachers in public school have a pension scheme under the Teachers Service Commission, their counterparts in private schools do not enjoy such a benefit and have to plan for their own retirement. The purpose of this study was to examine the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement amongst women from selected private schools in Nyeri County. Specifically, the study aimed to assess the extent to which marital status affects retirement planning and saving of women, to analyze the extent to which age affects retirement planning and saving for women, to evaluate the extent to which one's income influences planning and saving for retirement for women, and to examine the extent to which level of education influences planning and savings for retirement among women in selected private schools within Nyeri County. The research adopted a descriptive research design and targeted 482 teachers in private schools in Nyeri County. Stratified sampling was used to sample 241 teachers. The researcher used primary data for this research study, which was obtained through self-administered questionnaire with closed and open-ended questions. Descriptive statistics, frequencies and percentages, and our regression model were used to describe the findings. Age and income were found to be statistically significant. In addition, age had the greatest effect on planning and savings for retirement amongst women, with a unit change in the age of female teachers would result in a 39% increase in retirement saving. The study concluded that age and income are strong predictors of retirement saving among women. With increase in age, women have more experience, which qualifies them for better jobs. With higher pay, the women have more disposable income, which enables them save for retirement. The study recommended that the government should create a policy which makes it mandatory for married couples to save for retirement. The study also recommended public education should be implemented to encourage women to save for retirement ever. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. Poverty is both a social and political issue in developed and developing countries. Worldwide, old age poverty is widespread. Informal old age support is coming under pressure from adverse economic conditions, migration, women's entry and paid employment, HIV and AIDS, and changes in household composition. Going by World Bank statistics, only 15% of the world's 6.6 billion people have access to any form of formal system of retirement income support, Retirement Benefits Authority. CEST. RBA, 2007. In Kenya, only an estimated 15% of 12 million labor forces are covered under any retirement benefits arrangement. The 15% covered are informal employment where cover is readily and easily made available either by their employer-sponsored occupationers or because of the statutory requirement that employers, with establishments employing more than 5 workers, to provide access to retirement savings to their employees to the National Social Security Fund, NSSF. A saving for retirement culture is largely absent in African countries due to the traditional systems of old age support by children and lack of knowledge on savings options. Uganda, 2003. This is exacerbated by the rapidly degenerating traditional social fabric safety net for old age, where children took care of the old, fueled by changes in social behavior brought about by rural to urban migration, modernization and civilization. Further, government willingness to fund social security obligations that continue to rise relative to revenues is declining. As a result, parametric measures such as increasing retirement ages and conversion of government-only sponsored schemes to contributory schemes are being implemented to delegate the social security burden back to the citizens. All these put together and in the absence of any intervention, it is evident that the majority of the world's population is significantly exposed to the risk of old age poverty. Today, women, compared to men, face significantly greater chance of experiencing events that will dramatically reduce their economic well-being. Divorce. 1. Separation or death of spouse leads to substantial decline in the economic well-being of women. 2/3 of all women will spend some portion of their lives as single mothers. White, LC, 2007. An increasing number of households are headed by single females. Hayes, 2000. Other threats to the financial security of millions of women include low-paying jobs, rising cost of food, housing and medical care, and insufficient information with which to make economic condition decision. A critical issue facing women today is the need for pre-retirement planning. The failure to save for retirement can result in hardships not only for the individual but for society as well. One measure of the economic burden working individuals will bear when calculating the full cost of retirement can be found in the old age dependency ratio. This ratio is the number of working adults relative to those who are retired and drawing social welfare payments. A study conducted in USA found that over the past half century the dependency ratio has shifted steadily downward. In 1950 it was 16:1, in 1998 it stood at 4:1, U.S. Social Security Administration 1998, and some have estimated that it will drop to 2:1 by the year 2030, World Bank, 2007, because of the baby boomers' exit from the workforce. Q. In a study conducted by Garaglia 2000, he identified several factors that influenced individuals to save for retirement. These factors included marital status, work history, age, education, income, family/household composition and occupation. A study of such factors can help address what has been identified as a critical factors in achieving Millennium Development Goal by 2015 and Kenya's Vision 2030, strategic plan to achieve key economic milestone by 2030. Kenya Vision 2030 is the country's development program covering the period 2008 to 2030. One of the main sections in the program is the social pillar. The objective of the Kenya Vision 2030 social pillar is investing in the people of Kenya in order to improve the quality of life for all Kenyans by targeting a cross-section of human and social welfare projects and programs. Under the social pillar, gender mainstreaming is discussed. According to Government of Kenya, GOK 2007, this project aims to 2% mainstream gender issues in the national development process by ensuring that the needs and interests of each gender, women and men, girls and boys, are addressed in all government policies, plans and programs. This particular study is therefore in resonance with the Vision 2030 in that it focuses on women's retirement planning, which is an unresolved need. 1.2 Statement of the problem. The current level of mandatory contribution to the NSSF of a maximum of KSHS 400 per month, equating to an average of 1.3% of average earning in Kenya, is not sufficient to provide any reasonable measure of income replacement, and the level of benefit provided by them is woefully inadequate. For many workers in Kenya, as indeed in other low-income countries, alternatives such as housing, education and healthcare tend to be regarded as more important priorities than saving for retirement. An individual will require 80% of pure retirement income to maintain the current standard of living when one stops working. In order to meet this level of income in retirement, it is recommended that a proportion of at least 10% of the current income be set aside for retirement. While teachers in public school have a pension scheme under the Teachers Service Commission, their counterparts in private schools do not enjoy such a benefit and have to plan for their own retirement. It is against this background that the researcher sought to evaluate the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement of women in selected wings. Private schools in Nyeri County, Kenya. 1.3 Purpose of the study. The purpose of this study was to examine the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement amongst women from selected private schools in Nyeri County. 1.4 Objectives of the study. The study was guided by the following objectives. April 1, 2001 General Objective. To evaluate factors influencing planning and savings for retirement by women in private secondary and primary schools in Nyeri County, Kenya. 3. April 1, 2002 Specific Objectives. I. To assess the extent to which marital status affects retirement planning and savings of women in selected private schools in Nyeri County. E. To analyze the extent to which age affects retirement planning and savings of women in selected private schools in Nyeri County. E. To evaluate the extent to which one's income influences planning and savings for retirement for women in selected private schools within the county. This study examined and established NENIALS creative and retirement in Nyeri County. The ability of individuals to plan and save for their own retirement has an impact on government's budgetary requirements and poverty reduction strategies, and will undoubtedly reduce the drain on Nyeri County government resources when people plan to retire on their own resources. Understanding of factors influencing saving for retirement will assist Nyeri County government and policy makers formulate enabling policies and facilities that will enhance individuals' abilities to save for their retirement and reduce old age poverty. The awareness of the determinants of planned saving will assist the suppliers of financial services to promote private saving or evings for retirement among women in selected private schools within the 1.5 Research Questions. I. To what extent does marital status affect retirement planning and savings of women in private schools? E. To what extent does age affect retirement planning and saving of women in private schools? Q. E. To what extent does income affect retirement planning and saving of women in private schools? F. To what extent does KSHA affect saving of women private schools? F. To what extent does KSHA? 1.6 Significance of the study. Provide the information needed to assist women in making decisions affecting their 4. Effectively and develop communication strategies that target different segments of consumers. The study findings will also help researcher who develops applied models of decision-making and educators to develop retirement intervention programs. The study findings could also benefit psychotherapists and retirement counselors who find themselves advising clients on life transition, develop suitable responsive interventions. 1.7 Scope of the study. The study was concerned with the determinants of retirement planning and saving. The study focused on women serving in private schools within Nyeri County. The study sought to assess how marital status, age, income and level of education affect retirement planning and saving. I. 1.8 Limitations of the study. Some respondents might have given incomplete and unreliable information contrary to the expectations of the researcher WLL. At the same time, they may have failed to disclose full information on TARPERSONAL data and information on savings behavior of African women is limited. Lost of the empirical studies research relates to the Western countries. Nyeri County had a small proportion of private schools compared to the number of private schools in Kenya, and hence the sample may not be representative. Percent. 1.9 assumptions of the study. I. The respondents were honest while answering the questionnaire, and they answered to the best of their knowledge. E. The characteristic of female teachers was similar to all women, and the sample population was representative of the entire population. E. The data collection instrument had validity and measured the desired constructs. 5. Chapter 2. Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter will contain the literature reviewed from other writers in the study area of planning and saving for retirement. The literature will be sought from books, journals, internet and other articles. 2.2 Theoretical Orientations. Economists have developed three major theories of consumption and saving behavior: the life cycle theory, the permanent income theory and the relative income theory. All the three theories have their conceptual roots in the microeconomic theory of consumer choice. February 2, 2001 The life cycle. The life cycle theory posits that the main motivation for saving is to accumulate resources for late expenditure, and in particular to support consumption of habitual standard during retirement. Medaglioni and Bremberg, 1954 and 1980. The basic idea in this theory is that individuals tend to distribute resources to smooth consumption over the life cycle. According to the model, saving should be positive for household in their working span and negative for the retired ones, and wealth therefore should be hump-shaped. In the context of the current study, the life cycle theory is relevant in that it appreciates the importance of age in retirement planning. Age is one of the specific objectives in this study. The life cycle hypothesis has been utilized extensively to examine savings and retirement behavior of older persons. This hypothesis begins with the observation that consumption needs and income are often unequal at various points in the life cycle. Younger people tend to have consumption needs that exceed their income. Their needs tend to be mainly for housing and education, and therefore they have little savings. In middle age, earnings generally rise, enabling debts accumulated earlier in life to be paid. Percent. Theory. 6. Often savings to be accumulated. Finally, in retirement, incomes decline and individuals consume out of previously accumulated savings. February 2, 2002 The Permanent Income Theory. The permanent income theory states that people will spend money at a level consistent with their expected long-term average income. Friedman, 1957. The level of expected long-term income then becomes thought of as the level of permanent income that can safely be estimated. A worker will only save if his or her current income is higher than the anticipated level of permanent income in order to guard against future declines in income. This theory is relevant to the current study because it considers a person's income as a determinant for their retirement planning. In Friedman's permanent income hypothesis model, the key determinant of consumption is an individual's real wealth, not his current V. real disposable income. Permanent income is determined by a consumer's assets, both v. physical, shares, bonds, property, and human, education and experience. These influence the consumer's ability to earn income. The consumer can then make an v. plus estimation of anticipated lifetime income. Me income. February 2, 2003 Relative Income Theory. Relative income hypothesis states that the satisfaction, or utility, an individual derives from a given consumption level depends on its relative magnitude in the society, for its relative mass rather than its ebb. Example: relative to the average consumption, rather than its absolute level, Duisenberry, 1949. It is based on a postulate that has long been acknowledged by psychologists and sociologists, namely that individuals care about status. Duisenberry claimed that an individual's utility index depended on the ratio of his or her consumption to a weighted average of the consumption of the others. From this he drew two conclusions: Aggregate saving rate is independent of aggregate income, which is consistent with the time series evidence. Despite its intuitive and empirical appeal, Duisenberger's theory has not found wide acceptance and has been dominated by the life cycle slash permanent income hypothesis of Medaglioni and Bremberg, 1963, and Friedman, 1957. These closely related in theories. 7. Imply that consumption is an increasing function of the expected lifetime resources of an individual and could account for both the cross-sectional and time series evidence previously mentioned. This theory is relevant to this study in that it takes into account the income of the individual. The theory complements the permanent income theory by stating that the propensity to save of an individual is an increasing function of his or her percentile position in the income distribution, which is consistent with the cross-sectional evidence. / percent, percent, plus 0%. 2.3 Empirical review. When it comes to retirement saving, the first important decision is whether or not to save. Research has shown that individuals tend to have positive attitudes towards retirement saving but have difficulties in its implementation. Several variables affect decision to save as discussed here below. March 2, 2001 Marital status. Married household are more likely to save than singles households as a way of building up assets. Research in both economics and sociology has demonstrated significant differences in income, poverty, and wealth by marital status, with married individuals generally having greater economic resources than unmarried individuals, especially in and later life. Waite and Gallagher, 2000. Wilmoth and Carso, 2002. Temberinick, Lambs and Whiteman, 2009. Empirical analysis also have demonstrated relationships between marital status and savings behavior. Marital status is an economic factor in retirement decision. Married couples with both husband and wife working see retirement as more economic feasible. For example, Eckert, Kellisk and Devinieux, 2002, found that husband tended to retire early if their wives had a long history of employment, which reflected wives' benefit eligibility. Wives' retirement was contingent on the couple's income, and for many women, retirement income was based primarily or exclusively on husband's earnings. Marital status also affects retirement investment decision. Sundin and Schuret, 1998, found that marital status significantly affects assets allocation in defined contribution plans. They also found that single men and married women have the least likelihood of having defined contribution plan among all groups, i.e. single women, single men, married women and married men, using W-2 tax records matched to the health and retirement study, Herrig and Deshi, 2010, for example, found that older married couples were more likely to participate in and make larger contributions to tax-deferred retirement plans than their unmarried counterparts. 9. Although the literature has identified a large range of economic benefits related to marriage, little empirical work has examined the potential relationship between retirement savings and marital status specifically among women. Nevertheless, there are a number of theoretical reasons why marriage and retirement savings may be positively linked to marital status. On the economic front, economies of scale and consumption, that is, the cost advantages associated with a two-person rather than a single-person household, led to greater household efficiency and production among married couples. Marriage also allows for resource pooling and cost-sharing, such as with health insurance and housing costs. To the extent that these characteristics allow young married couples to have more money available for saving earlier in the life course, they may lead to greater FISEV. Retirement-specific savings behavior. Marital status and retirement savings behavior in women may be linked through psychological channels as well. For example, psychologists have emphasized a link between how individuals imagine the future and their current behavior. Douglas and John, 2000. The long-term commitment implied by marriage, however, may introduce a context in which young adults can envision their old age and retirement needs more easily. I want to grow old with my spouse. I want to travel through Europe once we retire. Additionally, because married individuals often play supporting roles in household finances, they have a stake in building their shared retirement resources and therefore may be more motivated to discuss retirement savings. Such discussions, in turn, could facilitate planning and actual retirement savings behavior. In Niera County, women of different marital status are employed in the various private schools. Empirical evidence of the distribution of the women by marital status and its impact retirement planning is scarce. 10. March 2, 2000 age. Research has shown that age has a strong positive correlation with saving for retirement. According to Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRA, 2010, young persons typically have low incidence of retirement saving and may not perceive retirement as an important reason to save. Since retirement is temporally distant and intangible for young person, procrastination and time inconsistent preference may impede their planning and saving for retirement. Consistent with the life cycle theory, Noel, 2010, found out that accumulating retirement savings early in the adult life course may be particularly difficult. Mueller, Denold, D. Not only due to income constraints, but also due to the considerable self-control youngest expinner. Persons must exhibit to engage in retirement saving. The necessity to keep old age savings for financial security in retirement becomes more vivid as individuals grow old. According to Eckert, Devine and Kosloschke, 2000, as individuals approach retirement age, they experience more concern and apprehension for their preparedness and financial security, and as a result workers who considered themselves to be within 15 years of retiring showed extended involvement in retirement saving. They spoke more often about retirement and thought about retirement more frequently as well. In Niera County, women of different ages are employed in the various private schools. Empirical evidence of the distribution of the women by age and its impact retirement planning is scarce. March 2, 2003 income. The income level influences an individual ability to save and has a positive correlation to saving for retirement. Individuals with higher income and WMMQ assets besides having the capacity to save place a higher discount factor for the future and would therefore save for retirement. On the other hand, low-income earner have a low capacity to save and low discount factor for the future. They would place higher present value to consumption. According to Glachatra and Bell, 2002, the planned retirement age of an individual has a strong correlation to the probability of having/finding a suitable job. If people can find secure sources of income, it encourages them not only to allocate sufficiently for current consumption but also to save for future consumption. In other words, it's plausible to 11. Assume a strong relationship between the current amount of hours of working and planned retirement, because individuals are likely to earn more than what is required for current consumption if they have a strong preference to work for longer hours. This means the surplus can be saved for future consumption or retirement. In Niera County, there is no standard salary scale that private schools use to pay their teachers. In some private schools, teachers earn higher than their counterparts in the public schools. Empirical evidence of the income on retirement planning in Niera is scarce. March 2, 2004 education. In general and in particular, saving practices rise with education attainment. The more educated the individual, the more appreciate the role of saving for retirement. Education attainment is specific to saving for retirement because the more educated individual, the more appreciative and the more their understanding on importance of keeping saving for retirement. The amount of education obtained reflects occupation and resulting income, which directly affects how much saving that can be achieved. The level of education has also been shown to positively affect employee decision regarding their retirement savings investment. In a study concerning retirement and level of education, Marsting, 1998, found that those who had less level of education were less knowledgeable about both general and specific retirement concept, such as investment return on bonds and stocks, mutual funds and specific benefit provider at their workplace. The 2000 Women's Retirement Confidence Survey in USA showed education affects women's retirement confidence and saving. Those who have higher level of education reported higher level of retirement confidence. A college education appears to increase general economic literacy and to help develop the skills needed to process financial information. Lusardi and Mitchell, 2008, found that the average college-educated person is likely to engage in more sophisticated financial planning than the average person without a degree and is likely to save more adequately for retirement. Studies also show that retirement education employer-sponsored seminars, in particular, affects savings behavior. 12. a 1,996 employee benefit research institute, EBRA, analysis reported that 39% of workers who have a pension plan said that using employer-provided materials or attending seminars led them to increase their contribution. In addition, individuals who make use of retirement education offered by their employer have an overall saving rate that is 2.2% higher than those who do not use educational material, and they accumulate more in retirement wealth, Bemhim and Garrett 1996. Thus it is reasonable to suggest that retirement education may have an effect on saving behavior, specifically, on the choice of whether to save a pension distribution. In Yarra County, private schools employ teachers of varying academic levels. The well-to-do schools prefer graduate teachers while the rest employ teachers from teacher training colleges. Empirical evidence of the academic qualifications of teachers in private schools and their impact on retirement planning in Yarra is scarce. 2. 4. Conceptual FRA. A conceptual frame relevant fields of inquiry and framework shows the very key factors influencing planning within Yarra County. They included MARI. The researcher assessed the association illustrated in the conceptual framework DIPIC. Independent variable. As a set of broad ideas and principles taken from said to structure a subsequent presentation. The conceptual study. The researcher put into consideration the Hmong women in selected private schools and income and education level, T and independent variable as 2.1 below. U. Depender. Marital status. Age. Income. Education level. End variable. Retirement planning and saving. Source. Author, 2014. Figure 2.1 conceptual framework. 13. The purpose of this study was to examine the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement amongst women from selected private schools in Yarra County. The study concluded that age and income are strong predictors of retirement saving among women. With increase in age, women have more experience which qualifies them for jobs with higher pay. With higher pay, the women have more disposable income. The disposable income enables them save for retirement. The study concluded that in old age, women are forced to save for retirement due to concerns for the future. 14. 2.5 Operational Framework. Operationalization is the process by which a researcher defines how a concept is measured, observed, or manipulated within a particular study. Burns, 2010. The research will be operationalized as illustrated in Figure 2.2 below. Variables parameter statistics. Marriage type. Household size. Marital status. No. Dependents. Age bracket. Age employed. Age. Age started saving. Level of income. Consumption. Saving for retirement. Proportion saved. Income. Level. Education. Financial literacy. Education level. Written plan. Retirement. Education. Figure 2.2. Operational Framework Source, Author, 2014. 15. 2.6 Research Gap. While many studies have been conducted in Western countries to determine factors influencing planning and savings for retirement, limited studies particularly regarding women have been conducted in Africa. Africans have different orientation from Western counterparts in many aspects including lifestyles, cultural beliefs, religion and habits. Against this backdrop, their behavior, intentions and attitude towards planning and saving for retirement may not be alike. Therefore this study sought to establish the factors in full. 16. Chapter 3 Research Methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This chapter discusses the research methods that was employed by the researcher in carrying out the research in order to establish factors influencing saving for retirement among women. It will contain the following. Research design, target population. Sampling procedure, data collection instrument and procedure, validity and reliability YSSAN. 5. Warn in pre. Data analysis and reporting, schedule of research activities, research budget. 3.2 Research design. The research adopted a descriptive research design. This design enabled the study use both quantitative and qualitative methods in evaluating factors influencing planning and savings for retirement by women in private secondary and primary schools in Yarra County, Kenya. According to Muglender and Muglender, 2003, a descriptive research is real-life phenomenons i.v. 7. Involve the study where unstructured questions were employed. GVM. Carried out so as to establish the real-life phenomenons in a true social-economic society in a given society. The research involved a study where questionnaire with structure and 3.3 target population. There were 33 private primary schools and 15 private secondary schools in Yarra County. The primary schools had a total population of 594 teachers, with 398 of them being women, while the secondary schools had a population of 156 teachers, out of which 84 were women. Thus, research population comprised 482 teachers in private schools in Yarra County. 17. Table 3.1 Target Population. Strata Population Size. Primary Schools 398. Secondary Schools 84. Total 482. Source: MIN. Ministry of Education, 2013. 3.4 Sample. Link Procedure. Stratified Sampling Respondent 1 from said in the research, since the population comprises two group of Lary schools and the other from secondary schools. The study used a 50% sample from each stratum, that is primary school stratum and /Y secondary school stratum. The RNA sampling technique was employed to select the sample from each stratum. This made sure that each member of the whole population has equal chance of being identified. The advantage of this method is that it saved the researcher's time, as she was not able to study the whole population. It is also economical because only a part of the population was studied, but it is representing the whole population. Table 3.2 Sampling Frame. Strata Population Sample Size Percentage. Primary 398, 199, 50%. Secondary 84, 42, 50%. Total 482, 241, 100%. 3.5 Data Collection Instrument and Procedure. The researcher used primary data for this research study in order to get first-hand information from the respondent. Primary data was obtained through self-administered 18 questionnaire with closed and open-ended questions. Quantitative data was obtained using closed-ended questions, and qualitative data was obtained using open-ended questions in the same questionnaire. The questionnaire was administered through drop-and-pick method to the respondents. The advantage of using questionnaire was to enable data to be collected in a standardized way, so that data was internally consistent and coherent for analysis. 3.6 Validity of Research Instruments. Validity is defined as the degree to which a test measures what it purports to measure. Content validity was used in this study. Content validity is the degree to which the instrument measures what the test is designed to measure. This is important in the establishment of accuracy and truthfulness of the research. In order to ascertain face validity, the instruments were designed and handed to the supervisors in the School of Business, Dedanakimatha University for Technology, for review. Instrument validity was further be established by undertaking pilot study. 3.7 Reliability. Erater, 2004, states that reliability of a measurement concerns the degree to which a particular measuring procedure give similar results over a number of repeated trials. To test the reliability of the instruments, the study used test-retest technique. Test-retest reliability is measured by administering a test twice at two different points in time. A pilot study was carried out 2 weeks prior to the data. Participants in the pretesting were not included in the main study. Data collected was analyzed using SPSS. Version 20. For each research variable, the reliability or the internal consistency was assessed by calculating the Kronborg alpha coefficient. The pilot data had a Kronborg alpha coefficient of 0.68 according to Miller, 2010, a range of 0.610 is generally acceptable for research variables. 3.8 Data Analysis and Reporting. The collected data was thoroughly examined and checked for comprehensibility and completeness. The data was then summarized, coded and tabulated. Descriptive Statistics. 19. Such as frequencies and percentages were used to analyze data. Chi-square tests were used to find relationships between individual variables and retirement saving among women. In addition, a regression model was adopted to explain the influence of each variable on retirement planning and saving. The variable Y was defined as Y equals SO plus SIXI plus S2X2 plus S3X3 plus S4X4 plus, where Y equals retirement planning and saving, SO equals constant, QC equals age, X2 equals marital status, equals income V, backslash VT, X4 equals education level, E equals error 10 of the model, O, and 3 equals coefficients of independent variables. Statistical Package for Social Science, SPSS, version 20 was used to perform analysis as it helped in organizing and summarizing the data by use of descriptive statistics such as tables. Data presentation was done by the use of pie chart, bar charts and graphs, percentages and frequency tables for ease of clarity and understanding. 3.9 Ethical Considerations. Authorization to conduct the study was sought from both DET and Kimathi University of Technology. Consent was sought from the participants before interview and questionnaires did not bear the names of the respondents. The questionnaires did not also bear any markers that linked to the individual respondents. The data was stored securely in a password-protected computer. Only the researcher had access to the data. Findings of the study will only be used for academic purposes. 20. Chapter 4 Data Analysis, Findings and Discussions. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the findings and discussion of the study. Data was analyzed using Microsoft Excel Suite 12 and SPSS version 20, both for Windows, and was presented in form of frequencies, means, modes and percentages. Presentation was done using tables, charts and graphs for easy yet effective communication. Data analysis aimed to answer the questions. 10. Does marital status affect retirement planning and savings of Ivy schools? To what extent does age affect retirement planning and saving of women in private schools? To what extent does income affect retirement planning and saving of women in private schools? To what extent does education affect retirement planning and saving of women in private schools? January 4, 2001 Response Rate. The researcher distributed 241 questionnaires, 197 Coursera's were returned fit for analysis. This accounts for a response rate of 82%, which is well above the 70% threshold recommended by Cowthery, 2004. Waleb. Table 4.1. Response Rate. Strata distributed questionnaires returned questionnaires. Primary 199, 159. Secondary 42, 38. Total 241, 197. 21. 4.2 Saving for Retirement. The purpose of this study was to examine the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement amongst women. To achieve this, the researcher sought to establish whether the participants in the study were currently saving for retirement. Findings indicate that majority 62%, N equals 122, of the women were not saving for retirement. Saving for Retirement. Figure 4.1. Saving for Retirement. 4.3 Marital Status and Retirement P. The first objective of the study sought to was planning and savings of women in private SEH study are presented in this section. SNE and its effect on retirement I county. The findings of the March 4, 2001 distribution of respondents by marital status. The study found that majority 51%, N equals 100, of the respondents were married, whereas 38%, N equals 75, were single. 22. Distribution of respondents by marital status. Married. Single. Separated slash divorced. Figure 4.2. Distribution of respondents by marital status. March 4, 2002 Household size. In order to establish women, the researcher S figure 4.3 indicate that MEHO those who had a household size of IRID status on retirement planning and savings of D out the participants' household size. Findings in had a household size of 5 people while for 23%, N equals 45. Household size. 60%, 50%, 40%. G 30%. W. 20%, 10%, 0%, 5%. 10%, 23%, 54%, 5%, 3-4. Household size. Figure 4.3. Household size. 23. March 4, 2003. Primary financial decision maker in the household. Majority 51%, N equals 100, indicated that they were the primary financial decision makers in their households. Primary financial decision maker in the household. Self. Spouse. Why financial decision maker in the household. Figure 4.4. Primary. 4. March 4, 2004. Number of dependents. The researcher sought to find out the number of dependents that relied on the respondent for financial upkeep. Findings in Table 4.2 indicate that majority 51% had 4 dependents while 18% had 3 dependents. Table 4.2. Number of dependents. Number of dependents frequency percentage. None 1, 8, 18, 4, 9. 2, 20, 10. 3, 35, 17. 4, 100, 51. 5 and above 18, 9. Total 197, 100. March 4, 2005 retirement saving by marital status. Findings in Table 4.3 indicate that majority, 79%, of the women who are saving for retirements were married. 24. Table 4.3. Retirement saving by marital status. Marital status saving for retirement. Yes, no. IL. Divorced / SEN aerated. Percent. F percent F percent. 5, 1, 70, 57. 59, 79, 41, 34. 11, 14, 11, 9. 100. 122. 100. March 4, 2006 marital status at which respondent commenced saving for retirement. For the respondents who indicated that they were currently saving for retirement, the researcher sought to find out at what marital status they began saving. Findings indicate that majority 64%, N equals 48, began. Were married. I. Marital status at which respondent commenced saving for retirement. I married. I single. Separated / divorced. Figure 4.5 marital status at which respondent commenced saving for retirement. 25. March 4, 2007 effect of marital status on retirement saving. A chi-square test was carried out to establish the relationship between marital status and retirement saving. Findings in Table 4.4 show that the p-value, 0.0560, is greater than the critical value, 0.05, indicating that there is no significant relationship between marital status and retirement saving. Table 4.4, chi-square tests results for marital status and retirement saving. Percent. FT value DFSIMP. SIG. 2, sided. Pearson chi-square 2.062 or 3.560. Likelihood ratio 2.460, 3.483. Linear bilinear association 0.023, 1.880. N of valid cases 197. Ening. IBI sought to analyze. 4.4 age and retirement plan. The second objective of the study sought to analyze age and its effect on retirement planning and savings for retirement of women in private schools in Yerrick County. KP. April 4, 2001 distribution of respondents by age. Respondents aged between 31 and 40 years accounted for 38%, N equals 74, of the participants. 38%, N equals. While those aged between 41 and 50 years accounted for 32%, N equals 63. 26. 40%. 35%. 30%. SP 25%. 01 20%. OI 15%. Q 10%. 5%. 0%. Distribution of respondents by age. 17%. 38%. 32%, 13%, 22-30, 31-40, 41-50, 51-60. H, years. Figure 4.6, distribution of respondents by age. April 4, 2002, age at which respondents began saving for retirement. For the respondents who indicated that they were currently saving for retirement, the researcher probed further to find out at which age they began saving for retirement. Findings indicate that majority, 75%, of the participants had started saving for retirement from the age of 41 years and at Table 4.5, age at which respondent H, years frequency VWFJ S began saving for percent R retirement RCENTAGE 22-30 31-40 41-50 51-60 7-11 22-35 and 29-46 total 75-100 April 4, 2003 age at which respondent intends to start saving for retirement. For the respondents who indicated that they were not saving for retirement, the researcher probed further to find out at which age they intended to begin saving for retirement. Findings indicate that majority, 68%, of the participants plan to begin saving for retirement when they obtain the age of 41 years and above. 27. Age at which respondent intends to start saving for retirement. 50%. 40%. A. Though. 30%. 20%. 10%. 0%. 40%. 32%. 28%. 31-40. 41-50. Years. 51-60. Figure 4.7. Eck. It respondent intends to start saving for retirement. April 4, 2004 effective age on retirement saving. A chi-square test was carried out to establish the relationship between age and retirement saving. Findings in Table 4.6 show that the p-value, 0.048, is less than the critical value. And relationship between age and retirement saving. Findings in Table 4.7 show that majority, 52%, of those who saved with E. 0.05, indicating that there is a 4.7 show that majority more elder participants, over 50 years. Table 4.6, effective age and retirement saving. Value. YV, SIMP. SIG. 2, sided. Pearson chi-square 10.096 or 8.048. Likelihood ratio 11.588, 8.171. Linear by linear association 0.297, 1.586. Ennard valid cases 197. 28. Table 4.7. Retirement saving by age. H, years, saving for retirement. Yes, no. F percent. 22, 30, 2, 3, 31, 25. 31, 2, 40, 13, 17, 14, 11. 41-250, 21-28, 53-43, 51-260 and 39-52-24-20. Total 75-100, 122-100. 4.5 Income and Retirement Planning. The third objective of the study sought to evaluate the extent to which one's income influences planning and savings for retirement for women in selected private schools within the county. The findings are presented in this section. May 4, 2001 distribution of I. Findings in Figure 4.8 in D. The findings show that only 5 degrees. Respondents BJ. E that majority O, N equals 10, earned over KS. W1. 80%, N equals 157, earned below KSHS 40,000. KSHS 60,000. Distribution of respondents by income. 60%. 50%. 40%. May. 30% A. 20% 10% 0% 48% 32% 15% 5% 20 21-240 41-260 000 KSHS 61-280 Figure 4.8 Distribution of respondents by income 29 May 4, 2002 level of income at which respondent starts saving for retirement. Findings indicate that 51% of the respondents started saving for retirement when they were earning between KSHS 21,000, minus 41,000, while 32% started saving at an income of between KSHS 41,000, minus 60,000. Table 4.8. Level of income at which respondents start saving for retirement. Income, KSHS, frequency, percentage. 20,000, 21,000, 40,000, 6, 38, 8, 51. 41,000, 60,000, 24, 32. 61,000, 80,000, 7, 9. Total 75,100. May 4, 2003 proportion of income saved for retirement. For the respondents who indicated that they were currently saving for retirement, the researcher sought to what proportion of the income they committed to retirement saving. All, n equals 75, participants indicated that they committed below 10% of their income to retirement saving. May 4, 2004 proportion of income saved for retirement if income was increased. The researcher sought to find out what proportion of income respondents would commit to retirement saving if their current salary was increased by 10%. Findings indicated that majority 89%, n equals 175, of the participants would save below 10% of their income for retirement and 11%, n equals 21, would not commit any part of their income on retirement saving. 30. Proportion of income saved for retirement if income was increased. Nil. Below 5%. 6,110%. Figure 4.9. Proportion of income saved for retirement if income was increased. Eminent saving. May 4, 2005 effective income. A chi-square test retirement saving. Findings I. Critical value, 0.05, indicative retirement saving. Findings in T for retirement earned between 21,000. Table 4.9. Chi-square test results for INCO. To establish the relationship between income and show that the p-value, 0.038, is less than the SR significant relationship between income and one majority, 53%, of those who saved shillings. Saving. Value DFSIMP. SIG. 2, sided. Pearson chi-square 10.426 or 8.036. Likelihood ratio 10.406, 8.238. Linear bilinear association 3.231, 1.072. N of valid cases 197. 31. Table 4.10. Retirement saving by income. Income, KES000, saving for retirement. Yes, no. 20, 63, 21 to 40, 95, 41 to 60, 30, 61. 60, 30. F%. 2, 3, 61, 50. 40, 53, 55, 45. 25, 33, 5, 4. 8, 11, 1, 1. Total 75, 100, 122, 100. Ishn level A. 4.6 Education level and retirement planning. The fourth objective aims to examine the extent to which level of education influences planning and savings for aunt among women in selected private schools within the county. The findings are presented in this section. PODNTS by EDC. That 48% of the /DARTISIP are highest /LEFTL. Table 4.11. Distribution of respondents by education level. Level of education, frequency in charge, college 85, 43, university 94, 48, postgraduate, 18, 9, total, 197, 100, June 4, 2001 distribution of respond, NTS by education level. Findings in table 4.6 indicate percent 18% participants had a bachelor's degree while 43% had a college diploma as their highest level of education. 32. June 4, 2002 level of education at which respondents start saving for retirement. Majority 52%, n equals 39, of the respondents who are currently saving for retirement began saving when their highest level of education was bachelor's degree. Table 4.12. Level of education at which respondents start saving for retirement. Level of education. Frequency. Percentage. College 23, 31. University 39, 52. Postgraduate 13, 17. Total V 75, 100. June 4, 2003 Effect of Education on Retirement Saving. A chi-square test was carried out to establish the relationship between education and retirement saving. Find ENGS in Table 4.13 show that the p-value, 0.416, is larger than the critical value, 0.05, indicating that there is no significant relationship between education and retirement saving. M. Retirement Saving. Table 4.13. Effect of Education by Value DFS Imp. Sig. 2. Sided. Pearson Chi-Square 8.179 8.416. Likelihood Ratio 8.455 8.390. Linear Bilinear Association 2.008 1.156. Ennard Valid Cases 197. 33. 4.7 Regression Analysis. A regression model was adopted to explain the influence of each of the study variables on retirement planning and saving. Statistical Package for Social Science, SPSS, version 20 was used to perform analysis at a confidence level of 95%. Table 4.14. Regression Output. Model Unstandardized Coefficients. Standardized Coefficients T-Sig. BSTD. Error Beta. Constant, 0.339.449, 0.933.535. Marital status, 0.182.156.136, 1.437.061. Age, 0.397.254.205, 1.933.027. Income, 0.342.139.135, 1.827.038. Education 0.225.166.296 2.555.052. R square equals 0.729, adjusted R square equals 0.531, F equals 22.63. Sig equals 0.000. A dependent variable. Retirement Saving Table 4.14 shows the contribution of each variable in explaining the retirement saving of women as shown by standardized beta values which assess the contribution of each variable towards the prediction of the dependent variable. The overall equation as suggested in the regression can be represented by use of unstandardized coefficients as follows. Retirement saving equals 0.339 plus 0.182 marital status plus 0.397 age plus 0.342 income plus 0.225 education. Table 4.14 also shows that R2 equals 0.729. This means that 72.9% of the variability of retirement saving could be attributed to marital status, age, income and education of women. The F-test indicates whether the model is statistically significant. With a significant level of less than 0.05, the equation is significant. In this case, the value is 0.000 and thus the model is statistically significant. This means that the regression model adopted by the current study is ideal for predicting retirement saving among women. 34. July 4, 2001 Marital Status and Retirement Saving. There was no significant relationship between marital status and retirement saving, p equals 0.61, at 95% confidence level. Marital status contributed only 18% to the decision by a woman to save for retirement. July 4, 2002 Age and Retirement Saving. H, p equals 0.027, was found to be statistically significant at a 95% confidence level. In addition, age had the greatest effect on planning and savings for retirement amongst men W. Women with a unit change in the age of female teachers resulting to a 39.7% increase in retirement. 4. July 4, 2003 Income and Retirement Saving. Income, P equals 0.038, was found to be statistically significant at a 95% confidence level. The decision by a woman to save for retirement was influenced by 34% by the income she L.I. July 4, 2004 Education and Retirement 5. There was no significant relationship between education level and retirement saving, P equals 0.52, at 95% confidence level. Education contributed 22% to the decision by a woman to save for retirement. J.A. 4.8 Discussion of findings. Y/B. Decised. Under this section, the study findings are discussed and criticized. The findings are also related to other studies and theories reviewed in the literature section. August 4, 2001 Marital Status and Retirement Planning. Majority of the participants in the study were married. Findings indicated the bulk of those who were currently saving for retirement began when they were single. However, marital status was found not to be statistically significant. It could be that, when women get married, in most cases the man becomes the financial decision maker in the house, and therefore the decision to start saving for retirement is not in the hands of the female teachers. In addition, marriage comes with extra commitments such as paying children's 35 school fees, which takes up a significant amount of income, making retirement saving more of a luxury than a necessity. These findings are in contrast to Sundin and Churet, 1998, who found that single men and married women have the least likelihood of having defined contribution plan among all groups, i.e. single women, single men, married women and married men. The findings are also in disagreement with Tamburini et al. 2009, who found that married couples with both husband and wife working see retirement as more economic feasible. The differences could be attributed to the cultural differences between the setting of the current study and reviewed studies which were carried out in the Western world. L. August 4, 2002 Age and Retirement Planning. The study participants were significantly old, with 70% of the respondents being older than 36 years. Age was found to be statistically significant to retirement saving. This can be attributed to the fact that as women and men grow out of their youth, they begin looking into the future in terms of investments and saving, and start saving for retirement. The findings are therefore in agreement with the life cycle theory, which postulates that younger people tend to have consumption needs that exceed their income. Their needs tend to be mainly for housing and education, and therefore they have little savings. In middle age, earnings generally rise, enabling debts accumulated earlier in life to be paid off and savings to be accumulated. Finally, in retirement, incomes decline and individuals consume out of previously accumulated saving. F.C. V. The findings are also in agreement with findings by Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRA, 2010, that young persons typically have low incidence of retirement saving and may not perceive retirement as an important reason to save. The findings are also in agreement with Eckert, Kosloschke, and Avinyu, 2000, who found that as individuals approach retirement age, they experience more concern and apprehension for their preparedness and financial security, and as a result workers who considered themselves to be within 15 years of retiring showed extended involvement in retirement saving. 36. August 4, 2003 Income and Retirement Planning. The study found that majority of the participants was middle class in terms of their earnings and salary. Income was found to be statistically significant to retirement saving. This can be attributed to the fact that as a person earns more, they find themselves with more disposable income which they can invest or save. Also, as one grows older, their experience exposes them to jobs with higher salaries, which increases their disposable income for retirement saving. The findings are therefore in line with the permanent income theory, which postulates that a worker will only save if his or her current income is higher than the anticipated level of permanent income in order to guard against future declines in income. The findings are also in line with the relative income theory, which complements the permanent income theory by stating that the propensity to save of an individual is an increasing function of his or her percentile position in the income distribution, which is consistent with the cross-sectional evidence. In addition, the findings are in agreement with Lachatra and Bell, 2002, who found that if people can find secure sources of income, it encourages them not only to allocate sufficiently for. August 4, 2004 Education and Retirement Planning. The study found that most of the female teachers in the study had high levels of academic qualification, with most of them being university graduates. However, education was found not to be statistically significant to retirement saving. This could be attributed to the fact that education does not always determine the amount of income one will get. Therefore, even if a woman is highly educated and knows the importance of retirement saving, she may not be able to practice retirement saving owing to lack of a job commensurate to her qualifications. These findings disagree with a 2000 Women's Retirement Confidence Survey in USA, which showed that education affects women's retirement confidence and saving. According to the survey, those who have higher level of education reported higher level of retirement confidence. The findings are also in disagreement with Burnham and Garrett, 1996, who found that individuals who make use of retirement education offered by their employer have an overall saving rate that is 37.2% higher than those who do not use educational material, and they accumulate more in retirement wealth. /%/W38. Chapter 5 Summary, Conclusions and Recommendations. 5.0 Introduction. This chapter presents a summary of the major findings from the results of the study and the conclusions made from them. It also presents the recommendations made by the researcher. This has been done in respect to the stipulated objectives in a bid to answer the research questions. 5.1 Summary of Findings. The following are the major findings of the study as per the objectives. Percent. January 5, 2001 Marital status and retirement planning. Majority 51%, N equals 100, of the respondents were married, whereas 38%, N equals 75, were single. Majority 54%, N equals 106, had a household size of 5 people, while those who had a household size of 4 people accounted for 23%, N equals 45. Majority 51%, N equals 100, indicated that they were the primary financial decision makers in their households. Majority 51% had 4 dependents, while 18%. Majority 79% of were married. Findings indicate that major married. There was no significant roulette saving, P equals 0.61, at 95% confidence level. Marital decision by a woman to save for retirement. Men who were saving for retirement began saving when they were marital status and retirement. Attributed only 18% to the A. January 5, 2002 age and retirement planning. Respondents aged between 31 and 40 years accounted for 38%, N equals 74, of the participants, while those aged between 41 and 50 years accounted for 32%, N equals 63. Findings indicate that majority, 75%, of the participants had started saving for retirement after they attained the age of 41 years and above. Findings indicate that majority, 68%, of the participants planned to begin saving for retirement when they attained the age of 41 years and above. H, P equals 0.027, was found to be statistically significant at a 95% confidence. 39. Level. In addition, age had the greatest effect on planning and savings for retirement amongst women, with a unit change in the age of female teachers resulting to a 39.7% increase in retirement saving. January 5, 2003 Income and Retirement Planning. Majority 80%, N equals 157, earned below KSHS 40,000. The findings show that only 5%, N equals 10, earned over KSHS 60,000. 51% of the respondents started saving for retirement. They were earning between KSHS 21,000, minus 41,000, while 32% started saving at an income of between KSHS 41,000, minus 60,000. All, N equals 75, participants indicated that they committed below 10% of their income to retirement saving. Findings indicated that majority 89%, N equals 175, of the participants would save below 10% of their income for retirement, and 11%, N equals 21, would not commit any part of their income on retirement saving. Income, P equals 0.038, was found to be statistically significant at a 95% confidence level. The decision by a woman to save for retirement was influenced by 34% by the income she got. January 5, 2004 Education Level and Retire. /A. Retirement Planning. 48% of the participants had a bachelor's degree while 43% had a college diploma as their highest level of education. Majority 52%, N equals 39, of the respondents who were currently saving for retirement at the time of the study began saving when their highest level of education was bachelor's degree. There was no significant relationship between education level and retirement saving, P equals 0.52, at 95% confidence level. Education contributed 22% to the decision by a woman to save for retirement. 5.2 Conclusion. The researcher concludes that age and income are the factors influencing planning and savings for retirement by women in private secondary and primary schools in Nyeri County, Kenya. With increase in age, women have more experience which qualifies them for jobs with higher pay. With higher pay, the women have more disposable income. The 40. Disposable income enables them save for retirement. The study also concludes that in old age, women are forced to save for retirement due to concerns for the future. 5.3 Recommendations. Financial institutions should come up with innovative saving products for women. Public education should be implemented to encourage women to save for retirement even at a young age. Public education should aim to remove the perception that retirement saving is for the old and learned. 5.4 Suggestions for further study. The current study focused on teachers in the private sector, future studies should look into other professions. B. Percent. B. W. 41. References. Bernheim, B. D. and Daniel M. G. 1996, The Determinant and Consequences of Financial Education in Workplace. Evidence from a Survey of Households NBER Working Paper No. 5667. Cambridge, Mass. National Bureau of Economic Research. Chen, H. and Velpar, 2002. Gender Differences in Personal Financial Literacy Among College Students, Financial Services Review 5, 11, 289-307. Ken, J., Lipson, D. and Madrian, B. 2005, Saving for Retirement on the Path of Least Resistance, Harvard Business Review 7, 12, 29-32. Lachitra, S. Diana, J. and Bell, K. 2002, Financial Literacy Among Australian City Students, Economic Papers, Journal of Applied Economic and Policy 8, 9. Duisenberg XRF 9, Bicorn, Saving, MD The Theory of Consumer Behaviors. Harvard University Press. Cambridge. Mass. Douglas A. H. and John C. M. 2000, Psychological Determinants of Financial Preparedness for Retirement, The Gerontological Society of America. Eckert, D. J. and Avinu, S. and Kosloschke, K. 2000, Profiling Plans for Retirement. The Journals of Gerontology 7, 3, 23-56. Friedman, M. 1957, A TH Eerie Consumption Function. Princeton. National Bureau of Economic Research. A. Garadia. A. 2002, Voluntary Contribution to Personal Pension Plans. Evidence from the British Household, Panel Sincere Studies. Hayes, E. and Flannery, D.D. 2000, Women's Learners. San Francisco, About Josiah, Bass. Hennick, M.D. and S.E.R.N. 2010, Retirement. Differences by Race, Ethnicity and Gender 9, The Gerontologist. Keffer, G. 2010, Promoting Access to Finance by Empowering Consumers, Financial Government of Republic of Kenya, 2007, Kenya Vision 20, J.V. Noel, M.A.Z. 2010. The Role of Behavioral Economics and Behavioral Decision-Making in Americans' Retirement Savings Decisions. Social Security Bulletin 70, 4, 18-23. Cowthery, C. W. and Frankel, S. R. 2004, Testing Behavioral Finance Theories Using Trends and Consistency in Financial Performance. Journal of Accounting and Economics 18, 2, 56-68. Lusard, D. A. and Mitchell, O. 2006, Financial Literacy and Retirement Preparedness, Evidence and Implications for Financial Education. Michigan Retirement Research Center. 42. Lusard, D. A. and Mitchell, O. 2008, Planning and Financial Literacy, Planning and Financial Literacy, How Do Women Fare? American Economic Review, Papers and Proceedings. Masting, T. 1998, Employee Understanding of Employer-Sponsored Retirement Plans, Our Knowledge Gap Perspective. Public Relations Review 18, 3, 26-248. Miller, M.J. 2010, Graduate Research Methods. Western International University. Sage Publisher. Millen, D., Vindahi, J. and Jakobalski, P. 1996, Participant Education, Actions and Outcomes, Ebrid. Issue Brief No. 169. Washington, D.C. Modigliani, F. and Bremberg, R. 1954 Utility Analysis in the Consumption Function, an int. A Prone of Cross-Serator, J., A Hazard, New York. F. 1986. Lomagri/Backslash. Modigliani, F. 1986, Life Cycle, Individual Thrift and the Wealth of Nations. American Economic Review 6, 4, 24-36. Moore, D. 2003 Survey of Financial Literacy in Washington State, Knowledge, Behavior, Attitudes and Experiences. Social and Economic Sciences Research Center. Technical Report. N03-39, Washington State University. Mutk, N. 2007, Financial Education Campaigns and Pension Reform, Kenyon. NG Trustees, Retire. Dara, A.G. 2003. Nairobi Acts. Experience in Training Trustees, Retirement Benefit Authority. Available, www.rb8.gov.ke. Muglender, O. M. and Muglender, A. G. 2003, Research Methods, Quantitative and Qualitative Approach. Nairote. Udunda, E. 2003, Retirement Benefits Authority, Kenya on Pensions Reforms, An Agenda for Sub-Saharan Africa Seminar, World Bank, Washington, D.C. Online available, www.worldbank.org. Nasola Publisher. Erita, J. A. 2004, Elements of Education and Social Science Research Methods. Nairobi, RBA, June 2007, Report on Individual Retirement Benefit Schemes in Kenya online available, http://www.rba.gov.ke/dex/publications/pension_survey_report%20%20final PDF. Sundan, A. E. and Shioret, B. J. 1998, Gender Difference in the Allocation of Assets in Retirement Saving Plans, American Economic Review 16, 2, 108-110. Temberinik, C. R., Langs, H. M., and Whiteman, K. 2009, Marital Histories, Race and Social Security, Spouses and Widowed Benefit Eligibility in the United States. Research of Aging. 43. RBA, 2008, Report on Retirees and Pensioners Survey, online available, http://www.rba.gov.ke/dex/publications/pensioners%20_survey_report%20-final.pdf. U.S. Social Security Administration, 1998, Social Security Area Population Projections. 1998, Washington, D.C., Office of the Actuary. Waite, L.J., and Gallagher, M. 2000, The Case for Marriage, Why Married People Are Happier and Healthier and Better Financially. New York. Dulding. Waite, L.Z. E. 2007, Pension Panorama, Retirement, Income Systems in 53 Countries. Herald Bank, Washington, D.C. Wilmoth, J., and Carso, G., 2000, Does Marital History Matter? Marital Status and Wealth Outcome Among Pre-Retirement Adults. Journal of Marriage and Family 16, 2, 94-101. World Bank, 2007, The Reform of Gender, Crisis Response Note Number 2. World Bank. /+0%. 44. Appendices. Appendix I, Questionnaire. My name is Salome Wamaikidu, a Master's of Business Administration student at Dedham Kimathi University of Technology. I am undertaking a research project that will lead to establishing factors influencing retirement planning and saving of women in selected private secondary and primary schools in Nyeri County. Please respond to each item/question as honestly as possible. The information collected will solely be used to come up with recommendations aimed at assisting women plan for their financial sustainability in old age. A. The information given herein will be treated with confidentiality. Net K. Please tick V, the appropriate CNOIC. 1. Which institution are you working for? A. Primary school. B. Secondary school. 2. Indicate your employment status. R apostrophe. I, full-time. IJ. I1HS. E, part-time. J/V. E, casual. J. If, other, please specify. 3. Your age bracket. A, between 22-35. J. 45. B, between 36-45. C, between 46-55. D, between 56-60. J. 4. Are you currently saving for retirement? I, yes. A. 1. If your answer to question 4 above is yes, please answer question 5. If no, please answer question 6. 5. At what age bracket did you start saving for retirement? A. Between 22-30. J. B. Between 31-40. J. C. Between 41,150%. R/WHO. D. Between 51-60. IJ. 6. At what age do you intend to start saving for retirement? A. Between 22-30. 11. B. Between 31-40. 1J. C. Between 41-50. D. Between 51-60. J. 7. Kindly give reason for your answer to question 7 above. 46. I. E. 8. Marital status. Manet. C. Separated/divorced. J. D. Widowed. IJ. 9. A. Indicate your household size. B. In your family, who is the primary financial decision? T/10. How many dependents rely on you? 11. At what marital status did you commence saving for retirement? A. Married. B. Single. C. Separated/divorced. E. Widowed. J. 12. What is your highest level of educational? A. University level. 47. B. College level. J. C. Secondary level. J. D. Post-degree graduate level. J. Other, specify. 13. At what level of education did you start saving for retirement? I. F. Above KSHS 101,000. 15. At what level of income did you start saving for retirement? A. Below KSHS 20,000. B. Between KSHS 21,000-40,000. 14. WH. C. Secondary level. D. Post-degree grad. SHS per month. A. Below KSHS 20,000. B. Between KSHS 21,000-40,000. C. Between KSHS 41,000-60,000. D. Between KSHS 61,000-80,000. Between KSHS 41,000-60,000. D. Between KSHS 61,000-80,000. E. Between KSHS 81,000-100,000. F. Above KSHS 101,000. 16. What proportion of your income are you currently saving for retirement? YR. A. Below 10%. B. Between 11,115%. C. Between 16,120%. D. Between. E. Others, specify. 21,125%. V. 17. If your current income were, would you consider in relation to RETI? A. Nil. B. Below 5%. C. Between 6,110%. VAS to be increase. XE increased B. Remnant saving. by 10%, what percentage increment? D, above 10%. E, others, specify. Thank you. 49.